Task 3. In this section, you will hear about the problem of an elderly woman and some other people living in Herne Bay, a seaside town in England. Your task will be to complete the sentences with the exact words you hear in the text. Write one word in each gap, that is, two words in each item. First, you will have some time to study the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then, you will hear the recording again, but this time we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. Now, look at the task in your booklet.
Hello and good morning. You are listening to Radio Bridge 102.5 and I'm Peter Smith. It's nothing new that birds can be a pain, but one woman in England has a story we've certainly never heard before. Dina Wilson from Herne Bay has been dive-bombed by a seagull nesting in her roof. The attack on Mrs. Wilson happened after a chick had fallen out of its nest into the garden. She did not notice it and its mother swooped down to attack her. When she went out in the garden again, it dived at her again and again. One attack even drew blood as the creature pecked the 71-year-old scalp. Mrs. Wilson said,
"I had to go around my garden with a colander on my head to get the washing off the line. We've got grandchildren, and while an attack on an adult is bad, it's another thing with a child. It could be quite scary for them."
The 71-year-old grandmother is now asking town councillors in Herne Bay to consider steps that would prevent people from feeding the gulls and would also require restaurants to cover their rubbish, which seagulls take much pleasure in devouring. She said,
"Businesses need to be more careful and people should stop feeding the birds. If you go down the high street early in the morning, all the takeaway shops have their rubbish out in purple plastic bags. They are full of chips and leftovers and the seagulls rip them open and have a wonderful feast. The easy solution would be for the council to provide boxes to businesses to put their bags in and that will be the end of the story."
Councillors will discuss what to do about the problem at a meeting in the town tonight. Councillor Ron Flaherty will ask the council to produce a report on the issues of seagulls on the coast at the Herne Bay Area Member Panel meeting. He said,
"There are a number of residents telling me that they are being attacked by seagulls in their back gardens, simply because the gulls are nesting near their houses on their chimneys. It's not just on the coast, but inland as well. The problem is clear. We're not helping ourselves by allowing both residents and visitors to feed the seagulls. From what I gather, other coastal areas have laws made by local authorities preventing it, and people who do feed gulls face fines. If this is an approach that works, then it should be looked at. When somebody in Herne Bay drops a chip, you get 50 or 100 seagulls descend on it. There is poo all over the pavement and all over cars. It's horrendous. These gulls are scavengers. They're not to be fed."
Now, Councillor Ron Flaherty seems to have a very strong opinion on this issue. Whether the other councillors in Herne Bay agree with him or not, we just have to wait and see.
Now, listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in shorter sections.
Hello and good morning. You are listening to Radio Bridge 102.5 and I'm Peter Smith. It's nothing new that birds can be a pain, but one woman in England has a story we've certainly never heard before. Dina Wilson from Herne Bay has been dive-bombed by a seagull nesting in her roof. The attack on Mrs. Wilson happened after a chick had fallen out of its nest into the garden. She did not notice it and its mother swooped down to attack her. When she went out in the garden again, it dived at her again and again. One attack even drew blood as the creature pecked the 71-year-old scalp. Mrs. Wilson said,
"I had to go around my garden with a colander on my head to get the washing off the line. We've got grandchildren, and while an attack on an adult is bad, it's another thing with a child. It could be quite scary for them.
The 71-year-old grandmother is now asking town councillors in Herne Bay to consider steps that would prevent people from feeding the gulls and would also require restaurants to cover their rubbish, which seagulls take much pleasure in devouring. She said,
"Businesses need to be more careful and people should stop feeding the birds. If you go down the high street early in the morning, all the takeaway shops have their rubbish out in purple plastic bags. They are full of chips and leftovers and the seagulls rip them open and have a wonderful feast. The easy solution would be for the council to provide boxes to businesses to put their bags in, and that will be the end of the story."
Councillors will discuss what to do about the problem at a meeting in the town tonight. Councillor Ron Flaherty will ask the council to produce a report on the issues of seagulls on the coast at the Herne Bay Area Member Panel meeting. He said,
"There are a number of residents telling me that they are being attacked by seagulls in their back gardens, simply because the gulls are nesting near their houses on their chimneys. It's not just on the coast, but inland as well. The problem is clear. We're not helping ourselves by allowing both residents and visitors to feed the seagulls." From what I gather, other coastal areas have laws made by local authorities preventing it, and people who do feed gulls face fines. If this is an approach that works, then it should be looked at. When somebody in Herne Bay drops a chip, you get 50 or 100 seagulls descend on it. There is poo all over the pavement and all over cars. It's horrendous. These gulls are scavengers. They're not to be fed.
Now, Councillor Ron Flaherty seems to have a very strong opinion on this issue. Whether the other councillors in Herne Bay agree with him or not, we just have to wait and see.